So when it comes to talking about principles, when we talk about discipling principles, we've already addressed the fact that we have three large overarching principles that we always will begin by defining reality, we'll then follow it up by describing restoration, and then ultimately, thirdly, we won't finish until we're developing and deploying reproducers. Now, with that being said, let me zero in a little bit further on the principled path of discipleship. And now I want to give you 10 practical principles to understand. It's like a bullseye, zeroing in to hit the bullseye. It will require an understanding of 10 guiding practical discipleship principles. Let me read them off to you and just give you an idea of, again, what will be coming as you press into this process and the utilization of this Come and See Christianity tool. Number one, starting from the outside and working our way into the bullseye, the first of these 10 guiding discipleship principles. Number one, nothing happens without a move of God. Nothing happens without a move of God. Two, God has commanded and commissioned us to go make disciples. Number three, we must know and understand the full gospel if we hope to be biblical disciple makers. Number four, we need to prepare to fight in daily spiritual warfare. Number four was we need to prepare to fight in daily spiritual warfare. Number five, it's God's word that informs, inspects, and inspires us. Number six, the Holy Spirit in us will guide and direct us. It's the Holy Spirit in us who will guide and direct us. Number seven, constant prayer is our constant need. Moreover, constant prayer is our constant help. Number eight, God's love must both move and motivate us. It's God's love that must move and motivate us. Number nine, Christ-like faithful obedience is our only aim. It's our only aim. And lastly, number 10, we be and do everything as unto the Lord. Amen and amen.